Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Hey, welcome back to Ignorant and Uninformed, everyone's favorite podcast.
Boom.
At least America's favorite podcast.
America.
At the
only country
least.
That matters.
America. My name is Max Surak, one of your hosts. With
possibly
me,
Canada.
As always, the lovely and talented Benjamin Hollywood, Captain Jub Jub, Mongolian Pork Whitmore.
That's so true.
Mongolian Pork.
Yeah.
And sitting in with us today for the absent Benji Pickens, who's off being a dad and doing dad things, the unsinkable, the unfathomable Kevin Allen.
So deep, he's unfathomable.
Mindless.
I like the unsinkable Kevin Brown. There's a musical called The Unsinkable Molly Brown.
But I wanted to use...
I'm totally with the unsinkable Kevin Brown. I'll take that.
Yeah. Right.
The
Kevin Allen.
Oh,
to
the unsinkable Kevin Allen. Yeah. It doesn't quite Kevin, have that.
Kevin Allen to those that matter.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. To those that matter.
To the people who want to put me in their shows.
Right.
Absolutely. And you should, because...
Speaking of a show, that's why you're in town.
Yes.
You did a show with my theater company, and we...
That was so much fun.
Yeah, we did.
We got together with
fundraiser.
Three other of the most talented singers I have ever met in my life.
You say that about all the people you sing with.
No.
I don't say that about Kevin.
But so. I will say, though, that like performing with those dudes really brought me and Ben up to this other level.
Oh, very cool.
In our own performance. So last night went really well.
I got to go on stage and sing a few numbers with them. It was fun.
I mean, that's what they say about great like players, great singers, right? Is that that's the measure of greatness, being able to raise everyone else up on the team.
Well, before we get too far into this, we got to tell you about the podcast. Max, tell them why this is their show.
It is your show because you have given us a big, sexy bowl of topics, and they are all from you. We give you T-shirts for your topics. Questions make the best one. Yeah, that's the bowl. And there are many, many ways for us to get your topics. Please email them to us, topics@ignorantanduninformed.com.
Boom.
You can visit the website, ignorantanduninformed.com.
And boom, times two.
The topics button. You can twank us on Twitter at
IgAndUn. Boom.
You can message us on Facebook and like the show.
Boom to the fourth power.
Or you can stop by and put one in the bowl yourself.
Drop it in the bowl.
Yeah.
Nice. Is this where we need a topic. Kevin, get your old dick beaters in there.
Somewhere Benji's smiling.
Yeah. Sorry, I just figured I'd cover for Benji today.
No, it's good, man.
By saying his lines.
It's good. Always here in spirit, Mr. Pickens.
Okay, here we go, guys. Daffy, Darkwing, or Donald?
Yes.
Which is the coolest duck?
Oh.
Tom Coyne.
Oh, from Tom.
Yeah. Excellent topic, Tom.
Hell yeah, Tom.
So what are our choices? Daffy Duck, Darkwing Duck, or Donald Duck?
Darkwing or Donald.
What about
which
Scrooge
is the coolest
McDuck?
Duck?
We can get on to other ducks.
Let's dissect these three first.
Okay.
And then we can dive into some Ebenezer. And
okay.
So Daffy, the classic cartoon partner of Bugs Bunny.
Warner Brothers.
True. Was Daffy Duck based on anyone like historically, or was he just kind of like an amalgamation of foils for Bugs, do you guys think?
Well, I know that he originally appeared as his own standalone character.
Okay.
And they called him Daffy Duck, and it was one of those things where he had a hunter coming after him. I think it might have even been Elmer.
Yeah.
Okay.
The original it was actually before Elmer Fudd was Elmer Fudd and before Daffy Duck was Daffy Duck. It was just a hunter and a duck who was called the Daffy Duck.
Okay.
Like the crazy duck, and he wasn't like the Daffy Duck that everyone knows.
That's despicable. He wasn't like that. He was literally batshit insane.
Get the fuck out!
Yeah, he
was
just bounced
crazy.
Around and like was like.
He was like
really.
He was more like Dodo.
They could have
Dodo. Remember the Dodo bird.
They could have very easily called him Methy the Bird. That's what that dude was like.
Okay. That kind of makes him cooler. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea that Daffy was more of an
crystal meth, the woodland animal.
But yeah, he had his own standalone thing, and then they brought him back again.
Yeah.
And then they put him against Bugs, and that is where they really kind of
okay
blossomed
and
as
that
a
became
comedy
the
team.
Daffy Duck that everyone knows.
Yeah.
Because Daffy Duck, he's just more like negative, you know? Like he's like a good foil to Bugs Bunny because they're like the odd couple. Like
Daffy
in
is very
way.
Entitled.
Oh yeah,
and you can see that in one of the one of the shows that's where they're performers, the vaudeville performers.
Okay.
Where Daffy's going out there and he's doing like these crazy tap dancing numbers and he's a ta-da! And there's like crickets going on and like literally where we
waiting
get in crickets.
The crowd, yeah.
And then Bugs Bunny walks out on stage and everyone goes crazy.
Sure.
Like Bugs Bunny, woo!
Sure.
It's really
and
funny.
Then that particular one ends with him doing this apothecary kind of mixing potions and drinking them, and then he shakes himself up and he explodes himself, and then the crowd goes wild. And the
and
joke
shows
is
up
that
as an angel.
Yeah, the only problem is I can only do it once.
Of course. Of course.
It's the, like the classic aristocrats joke.
Yeah.
Kind of.
The I am ignorant.
Well,
the
Aristocrats, it's actually a great film, and all these great comedians know this joke, and everyone has their own version
okay.
of it.
Right, right, right.
And it's just the most, it's about a family that comes into a talent agent, and they're trying to sell their act, and they go in and describe the act, and usually it's just like the raunchiest thing you can think of. And then it's the punchline is, and we call it the Aristocrats, and it's just...
Okay.
I don't know why. I mean, it's funny, but it's not that funny, but it's just become this thing.
Yeah, the right. whole point of the documentary was showing the own person, their person's own personal spin on it.
Okay.
Because the punchline of the joke isn't actually the punchline. It's all the terrible, terrible things.
It's that the build-up.
It's
yeah.
the build-up. It's sure. not the actual punchline.
Okay. Okay.
But every like great comedian has a version of the Aristocrats joke.
All right. Some sort
which
of
is
like,
pretty funny.
Okay.
I remember Sarah Silverman's being particularly funny.
Hers is really good.
That does not surprise me. If it comes to like filth
she's a funny
and
cat. And she is good looking, I'll say that.
That is true. Yeah. That is
I don't mind
truth.
Her at all.
Yeah, fair. I've never been a huge fan. I don't know, man.
Man.
Yeah.
I
hear
can't.
You. There's I have a problem with a lot of today's comedy that because it's so mired in irony.
Okay.
That it's hard to get down to what's really being said.
Okay.
But I feel like once you kind of wrap your head around where Sarah Silverman is coming from, it makes a lot more sense.
I just – like filth for filth's sake is not necessarily funny to me.
She is – like
swearing.
When she's really filthy, I don't find her that attractive.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of where I think that colors
that,
it for me.
You know what I mean? Like
well,
that kind of turns me
off. She has a poopy potty
off.
Mouth. I don't like that.
No, it doesn't do it for me.
She uses the toilet language. I just go right to my Bible study and I say, to hell with her. The devil will deal with you.
To H-E double hockey sticks with
her. H-E double hockey sticks. That's funny. All right, so Daffy Duck.
So Daffy
Crystal
Duck.
Meth.
Okay, Crystal Meth.
Methy the Duck.
But he kind of got more, you know, a little bit, I would say more intelligent. And his humor was smarter. And he's just the constant foil. It's weird. He's not like Elmer Fudd is the bad guy, but he's kind of the bad guy of the good guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, of the main characters.
I could see it.
He's
always negative. He's, yeah.
he's
always
the
dude out for himself.
In your life when you talk to him, you're like, oh, hey, Daffy, how's it going? He's just like, fucking, I was meeting up with this rabbit, okay, and I was supposed to go on first in the vaudeville thing, and then
right.
he just took off. I mean, can you believe
and
this
I'm a
shit?
Better
but it's
dancer,
like,
and I'm yeah. a better joke teller, and nobody loves me. No, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All
he's
right.
He's the attention-loving second fiddle. That's what he is,
yeah.
you know. He's just second fiddle. He'll never...
Sure. I'm going to go form my own band, and I'm going to be better than you.
But he's great. I mean, Daffy Duck is a standalone character by himself. He's hilarious.
But I will go so far as to say that Daffy Duck is the greatest second fiddle.
Ah.
Is that – that's not a compliment exactly.
But, no.
but I mean, yeah. that is something to be proud
I mean,
of.
They give a sixth man of the year award in the NBA, you know,
yeah.
for the dude who's the best sub coming off the bench.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
I don't know.
That's true.
I feel like you gotta
best
have
best second fiddle
that duo.
All right, so then there is Darkwing Duck.
Okay,
Darkwing Duck,
built as a spinoff.
I am
of...
the terror that flaps in the night.
Dude, I have not seen a Darkwing Duck episode in
dude,
so
dude, it's so good.
Long.
Oh, better watch out, you bad guys. Darkwing
I
Duck
loved that show with a sweet, fiery passion, and I loved that it was on. UPN,
yeah,
and they had all those hip new commercials and stuff like that. But it was just like hip hop dancers,
yeah.
doing some crappy breakdance.
Which became the WB. So,
yeah.
So,
UB Oopin.
You know what's funny
Oopin?
Was like, I think Darkwing Duck actually got a lot more cred as like a villain fighting good guy in the sense, like, because he was on right after Batman the Animated Series. And I think that kind of puts you in that, like, dark state of mind of, like, crime fighting.
Yeah.
And, like, the Dark Knight. And then, so you took Darkwing Duck a little more seriously, but it was just so funny.
Yeah.
I definitely feel he's definitely.
It was, like, the exact.
Drake Mallard.
It is in a Venn diagram between. In a Venn diagram between Batman the Animated Series and Goof Troop, Darkwing Duck is in the middle. Like,
all right, all right.
You know what I mean?
I like, do. It's... Well, because Batman was dark, and
oh, dude, that oh, I have the DVDs, and they're amazing. Oh, you know what I hate? And this is to you, Warner Brothers DVD Studios. You assholes, put those in fucking episode order. God damn it, that pisses me off.
Oh, it is so difficult. They don't put them in episode
in
order.
Random
just,
order. Like,
what?
Just yeah. They're like,
seriously?
They're four volumes, but none of them are in order.
Were they like old DVDs in that, like, from like the first iteration of digital?
Yeah, I want them to reissue them.
Discs. Yeah, I have no idea.
And it's a pain in the ass.
What I imagine happened was they put a certain amount of. I think this happened before they were really into doing seasons because they put them in different orders. Maybe they were just like, all right, well, here's all the ones that we want to put out. So let's just put those out in case we
never like
put out another set
like,
of
there's
of
four
DVDs.
Volumes, but none of them are in order. And,
oh,
like,
crazy.
The later ones come in the later volumes, like, but they're
okay.
Not in order.
Was there a narrative throughout the entire series?
There is. There's a watchable – there, and you can go online and they have, like,
oh,
the way to watch them.
Sure.
Like, the way you should watch them.
But I would say it's more of a looser – because there's probably an overall arc, but I don't think it's anything too structured.
The thing that pisses me off about it is that, like, the very first episode, Robin is in it. And then like, in Volume 3, there's the Robin origin story.
Okay.
Where, you know, like, Robin is beginning. And it's just, like, Batman's at various points in his career throughout the whole, if you watch them in the DVD order.
Okay.
And he's faced bad guys who he hasn't, who later on, they do like the origin of the, like the first time that he fights that guy.
Sure.
And I mean, I get it. It's you know, pulp comic book type thing, so it doesn't really matter the order. But to me, it does.
Well,
it
and
matters.
Especially
there's an
matters.
Order.
Inhabiting the media consuming world, we do.
And that it's definitely like an older version of these DVDs. I think.
Yeah.
It's, well, I think you
while
exactly
we're
right.
While we're bitching about DVD releases of old cartoons, so I have the first two seasons of Simpsons from like when they first came out, and the thing that pisses me off about those is there is no play all feature, which is just
you have to go back to the main
annoying.
Menu every time.
Yeah, exactly. And they have like, you know, it was back when like.
What
DVD
fools we were.
Menus were zany. And so there's like games you have to play to get to the
fucking
title screen and stuff. And I'm just like, it's like, man, I'm all high. I just want to like veg out on the couch
just,
and
I
watch
just need
like
Simpsons
seven Simpsons episodes.
They didn't know what binge watching was back then.
It's the truth.
It was a simpler time.
It was.
It was.
The Halcyon days.
Yes. It's like one of those things where like the original, I look at my Family Guy DVDs, like the original ones, and it's like, disc one of six. You're like,
oh,
man.
Son of a.
Yes, yeah, like four episodes per disc. And it's like, but everybody had those DVDs because nobody watched
them.
It on TV.
Yeah.
But then everybody bought the first two volumes. Now they just put out a season every year.
Yeah. I mean, how long has it Family Guy been back?
They're on season 12 or something now.
Crazy.
It's been a while.
Yeah. It's funny to think about because South Park's in its 20th year, right?
It's longer than that, man.
Yeah,
it's been
I
would a while.
Say 20 something. Yeah, it's crazy.
South
I just
Park's
feel my white hair
since...
is growing even more.
Know,
I got
right?
in so
this
much
the
trouble
20...
for watching.
It came out in 92, I think. Right?
92? No,
maybe
no,
like
I think
the
it was
South Park?
Six.
The original trailer. Yeah, I was definitely in
was
high
it later?
School. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I 96 think it
could be
had
like,
to have been 96 because that's...
Sure.
I got in trouble watching...
So that means that's 18
I rented Bigger, Longer, and Uncut from Blockbuster.
That's
how long
years,
ago it was.
Ben.
And my mom found the video case in my room and she got so pissed.
Because
so
you,
pissed.
Because you
I,
bought South Park?
Yeah, because I watched the movie.
Oh.
But the movie was so good.
The movie was so good. But I was also in eighth grade and I can understand why she would be upset about that.
I didn't
but
get that the title
that
was a dick joke until I was like 18. I had no idea.
I didn't know it was a dick joke until just now.
Ladies and gentlemen, discoveries.
Mind blown.
Right? Huh. It kind of freaked me out.
That's hilarious.
Like, wait, what? Yeah, no. it's a black dick joke. Well, uncircumcised. It does not necessarily have to be.
Yeah.
That's where your mind goes to, huh?
I think of big, long, uncut dicks. I think of black dicks. I'm sorry. I'm not a racist, Max.
I don't see color when we're talking about penises. Yeah.
Yet you added the modifier. Yeah, sit on your high horse, Daffy. Yes.
Damn it.
So, back to Darkwing. Possibly one of the worst adult supervisors ever, because his niece, Goslin, constantly got into trouble.
True.
Constantly.
She's like the opposite of Penny.
Yeah.
That's his daughter, isn't it?
I thought it was
Goslin, he calls her dad all the time.
I was thinking about Inspector Gadget, because that was his niece, Penny.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. But, I know this is hard to believe, but I don't really remember a whole lot of Darkwing Duck.
I had a strange crush on her.
On Goslin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Goslin, because she was like an adventurous girl, and she went out and she kicked
ass.
She
was kind of a tomboy.
Yeah, okay.
And
big, long, uncut dick.
So she was black, is what you're saying.
Yeah. She's essentially my wife. So, big old black dick.
Sure. We always know what to do for Kevin Allen when he's feeling down.
Yeah. I just text him a picture of black cock.
What were some of the villains in Darkwing?
Oh, he had some of the best ones.
The only one I remember is that dude who had
The plug on his chest. He's a rat, and he was a rat, anthropomorphic rat. And I think, what was it, the name of it? I'll never remember it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
That's okay.
Mouse rat.
Mouse rat. Intimidating.
He had a lot of really good villains. So kind of the main four were, there was Megaduck, who was basically Darkwing Duck, but he had a cooler voice, and he had yellow, black, and red instead of purple, black, and blue, or whatever Darkwing's colors were.
I just remember
he was like the anti Darkwing Duck, and he was like Megaduck. He had a badass. He was like the mastermind. He's like the Lex Luthor to his Superman.
Okay.
Most of these wonderful cartoons we're talking about voiced latter day by Jim Cummings. That dude is amazing.
Yeah. That guy does everyone's voice ever.
He does Bender. Boo. He did Darkwing.
Oh, yeah.
He's Bender's voice, right?
No, that's DiMaggio. No, that's,
Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah.
The baseball player.
John DiMaggio.
Yeah, exactly.
He came back from the dead.
Yeah, banging Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
And reading lines for Bender.
Jolton Joe, they call
him. Kill all humans.
What a life.
No, sorry. So the Darkwing Duck. So Mega Duck. Yeah, Jim Cummings. Yes, now I know. Sorry, I got my people straight again. But
I am the quack in the night.
I am the terror that flaps in the night. That's what he said.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
I kind of want to go.
And then he said, I am the, it was always, the second part was always made up. It was like, I am the pencil that breaks on your test. Like, it was just stupid shit like that. It was like,
that's awesome.
I am the.
All right, so next guy. Donald Duck.
We haven't talked about all the bad guys on Darkwing Duck
yet. Oh, well, please.
We can go back.
So there's the electro guy. He had a helmet that looked like a plug.
Right, yes. Mouse Rat.
Had a thing, Mouse Rat. I got to look up his name now. I can't remember. I'll look it up later. But and then there was the guy who was like, he was a duck, but he was a plant duck. He was like, he was kind of like Poison Ivy. He was plant-based. He was green and tall and lanky, and he had like flower-looking hair.
I do not remember that.
He was cool. And then there was... there was a water-based one. It was a dog made of water.
Okay.
Do you not remember this?
No.
Wow, these are all like popping back into my head.
Yeah, go with it, man.
I literally just remembered Negaduck and...
Megaduck.
I thought it was Nega.
M.
Why would it be Megaduck?
Because he's cool.
Because he's awesome.
Yeah. I thought it was Negaduck.
And you know what was the best... Here's the best part about Darkwing Duck was they brought in Launchpad from fucking DuckTales as his sidekick.
Crossover.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, and there was a lot of like crossover. Huey, Dewey, and Louie came eventually. It was like he was like some weird, somehow related to the Duckburg people from DuckTales.
Yeah, they're like all Duckburg is a suburb of
course
wherever.
What was the name of that city? It was a pun on ducks.
Of
it was like Mallard something.
Ducktropolis.
It might have been Ducktropolis.
It's pretty bad. But so here's my how did Darkwing? I assume he was some sort of eccentric billionaire.
Yes.
Where did his fortune come from? Do you guys
remember? He wasn't rich though.
Oh no. Okay.
No, he was like a playboy.
No, man, he lived in like a ranch duplex in the suburbs. Like he lived in a small house. It was actually the exact floor plan. I kid you not. Compare this. It's the exact floor plan of his house. The exact floor plan of the Boy Meets World house.
Same. What the fuck?
Same house. Back me up on this, internet. Come on.
I put it to you, interwebs.
Wow.
The okay. living room looks exactly the same.
Okay.
But actually, that living room floor plan with the stairs in the back mm-hmm. is like in every single sitcom okay. in the 90s.
Okay.
Anyway, the living, the opening living room, the door is and all that stuff. All right. Just is.
All right. So have we covered the villains?
Ugh, yeah, it's fine.
In Drake Mallard's day job, do you remember that? What was his cover?
I really thought he was just a
okay.
A
he was
playboy.
Kind of an inventor. His plane was pretty cool. Like the Darkwing plane was cool. It was like maroon and purple.
Okay.
And it was like basically a duck's head with like a fin on the top
yes.
and the sides.
Yeah.
I remember and the eyes were like the visor. The,
yeah,
the windshield.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And he had this gun. He had a grappling gun. Kind of like Batman. He was okay. basically like Batman.
Yeah.
But he wore like, he was like a old 30s style, like.
Like the Shadow.
Or the Mystery Men, like the old, the original G-Men, you know, like. He wore like a double-breasted suit and a big wide-brimmed hat and a mask and a cape. And that was him. And ducks don't wear pants, as we all know, except for Launchpad, so.
Yeah, weird.
But he's cool, so it's all right.
Yeah.
But we so Donald. Mm-hmm. Donald is the last of the big three.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Disney version of Daffy Duck. He's a Disneyfied version of Daffy.
But he's
the antagonist.
Has more anger issues than Daffy ever did.
Who came first, Daffy or Donald?
I would imagine Donald came first.
Yeah, I think
okay.
so too.
Okay.
I don't think Daffy came
until
probably the cartoons were.
Well, his first cartoon was black and white.
Yeah. That's true.
But I imagine.
Might have been around the same
I
time.
Do imagine that Daffy came afterwards.
Okay. Makes sense.
He was a little edgier. I just feel like, you know, Daffy's so, like, he's definitely got anger issues and you know, he's the antagonist a lot of the times. but I feel like he's just kind of cute. No one but Donald Duck. Like, you know, his.
Yeah, Donald never
he's
really
got a
had,
cute little song.
Well,
know?
That's the thing. I felt like Donald never had a person. To go against because Mickey's like an everyman.
Mickey
a Daffy
gets along
Duck.
With everyone.
I'm sorry, he's not a Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, it's true.
He's not an adversary that they can truly play off of.
Yeah, he's too. Mickey's too, you know, wholesome.
Yeah, he's
oh boy.
Except that South Park.
He gets into problems and then he gets out of them. That's what he does.
Yeah.
Instead of being an instigator of problems or a solver of problems.
Yeah. Although he had a strangely attractive girlfriend, Daisy
yeah.
Duck.
Daisy?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I had no idea you were into ducks. Dude, I had a thing for yeah. Daisy. No, he had a thing for
did.
Goslin.
Yeah. I mean.
Daisy just... Duck, I was just like, I don't know what it was about. I was like, damn, that's one fine looking duck.
I love the way you waddle.
I like that.
Let me fertilize your eggs.
Why don't you come here and sit on this? I feel like this isn't even...
Rule 34. Mm. If it exists, there is porn of it. I'm sure there is some Daisy Duck porn out
well,
there.
Well, the Donald Duck getting a blowjob. Have you guys heard that?
I can't do a Donald Duck.
No, neither can I, but it's fucking hysterical in such
my
wrong ways.
My dad did a great Donald.
Yeah?
That's one of my best memories.
I can't do it.
That's close. I always tried to see how he did it.
Yeah.
And I would touch his face, and I would try to do it with mine. And I was like 18 at the time, so it was kind of weird. No.
this was last week, and I just said, Dad, I give up.
Like but I asked him how Richie he did video. It, and he was just like, I saw some other guy do it, and I just did it.
Yeah.
And that is like a skill that
it's like
I don't
the thing,
have.
Like one in four people can't roll their tongue. It's like I think one
it,
in four
has,
people
it's
can
be
do
like
Donald Duck.
It's amazing to me also how.
And the three of us are the other three who can't.
Yeah, exactly, which is why we're not.
Yeah.
is how much like getting your face in the right position physically helps with doing voices just in general. Like,
it's true.
I had no idea, but
Well, so then that does become a part of the coolness factor. Are you really cool if you know how to do a Donald Duck voice? Because Daffy doesn't really have a – I mean, he's got a lisp, but
– I would not put that on
but
my
– But so does Sylvester.
Definition like, of cool.
Right.
Yeah. Sylvester the cat also has kind of a very similar
– Yeah.
Suffering fuckatash.
Yeah.
But that, like, that's basically Daffy Duck's voice too.
I mean
– Also true.
Based Crazy. On pure coolness
– You're despicable.
I would
– Is it even a contest?
I mean, I feel like Darkwing – would probably be the coolest, considering our...
He's a fucking superhero.
...cultural obsession with comic books.
Yeah, fair.
But I have such a special place in my heart for Daffy, the underappreciated performer. I feel like that is such something that any performer, okay. regardless of how appreciated you actually are,
okay.
always feels like they're a little bit like, oh, I can't believe I'm getting paid this to perform.
Do that.
Can't believe people are trying to pay me to do what I want to do for a living.
Well... I mean, when it comes to being able to empathize with the character, I feel like everyone has had those moments where, you know, they've been second fiddle to some other rabbit or, you know, like in that position where they're not getting the love.
Yeah.
No, you don't know what that's like, do you, Hollywood? You've never. It's always been bugs for
that.
You, huh?
I've always actually identified more with, I always like Daffy Duck more than I like Bugs Bunny.
Interesting.
And I think
that is actually... so interesting, Ben.
Really?
Because I've always identified with Bugs Bunny. And when you and I were doing Forum together,
that's how we made our relationship.
We based our relationship off of Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny.
Oh, wow. Did
Between
you guys
Hysterium
both...
and
play those roles?
Pseudolus, yeah.
Yeah. In the same production, I was Pseudolus and he was my Hysterium. So he was my Daffy Duck.
Okay. And I was going to say, and
they're
both
servants.
Were...
And really, what these, they're archetypes of. Comedia characters. They're the trickster, the tricky servant. Bugs Bunny is, you know, he's not a rich man of means by any stretch. He's the Harlequin. To like a servant.
He's the wily. He gets into trouble. He causes pranks.
Yeah.
And Daffy is very much, I don't want to say Tartaglia because that doesn't make any sense, but he is that foil. To the Harlequin.
He's the servant who plays the role in the face of authority. Like he bows and is you know kind of almost bumbling.
Okay.
When someone who's better than him comes on stage, like Elmer Fudd, he's like, oh yeah, because you're right. Yeah, we should totally kill the bunny. Yeah. You know, like
he's the follower, man.
Yeah, but secretly hates his station.
Okay.
You know? So that's where that negativity comes from, I think.
Sure.
And that's like
All right.
It is kind of Tartaglia, though.
What is, for those of us who don't know what Tartaglia
is? Oh, Tartaglia is a commedia archetype who is the second fiddle to Harlequin.
Okay.
The bigger difference between Daffy and Tartaglia would be is that Tartaglia doesn't have any bravado.
Ah.
He doesn't have a lot of ego.
Okay.
He blindly goes along with whatever Harlequin tells him to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Arlecchino.
So truly like Arlecchino. The sidekick.
Yeah, but he is definitely a sidekick character.
Okay.
And Tartaglia has this really great stutter, and it comes in really handy, like, comedically when, like, Harlequin is doing something he's not supposed to be doing, and the boss is right behind him.
Sure.
So then Tartaglia goes, Arlecchino.
Porky Pig is...
The boss.
Very certainly Porky Pig is that.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. But yeah.
Stan says you were Stan says you were cunt. Stan says you were cunt. Continual source of inspiration for him.
Wow. Okay. I like it, man.
Jimmy is also.
Yeah, I guess so.
Tartaglia.
Wild. Just goes to show, man. No original ideas out there.
They're all archetypes.
Yeah, it's all been done before, and that's totally cool. Just do it your own way.
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
I don't know how I could pick between all three of those ducks are there. It's a great choice. I mean, ultimately. I'm allergic to feathers.
Jesus
Down.
Christ.
When Robin and I were
I just sneezed
touring
really
Europe for our for
And
our
I turned my head away.
You did.
Dude, that was loud.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah, my ears are popping. So when Robin and I were in Europe, we traveled the countryside. And in every town we would go to, we would find some fowl that was kind of representative of that part of the trip.
Okay.
So we had Arnold Schwarzenegger when we went to Austria because we went along the Danube and there was like this gaggle of swans just kind of hanging out.
Of course.
For Amsterdam, we had many Dutch goosen, a lot of Dutch geese. We had Herr Finch for Berlin. And for Paris, we had Monsieur Malard. So I will put in my vote for the coolest duck as Monsieur Malard.
All right. Nice. All right. I like it.
Maybe a distant cousin of Mallard.
Yeah.
Were there any other ducks that you would like to throw in the hopper before we give our final answers?
There's so many good ones.
We did talk about Ebenezer.
Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge McDuck.
His name's not Ebenezer. It's just Scrooge McDuck.
And
he's a baller, man. That dude swims in money.
It's true.
Do we know what his source of income was, or is it just old money?
Obviously, oppressing the working class.
The thing was his like nickel, his magic nickel that he had in the glass case. Like having that apparently gives you the magical power of making more money.
Wow!
Like nothing you do will ever lose money. So it is a magic coin.
I bet that he came out around.
That's why everyone's always trying to steal his nickel, his prize nickel, whatever that I think is a nickel.
I just assumed he was some like robber baron.
I think this is what he's based on. Of course. Yeah. Certainly, he's basically like J.P. Morgan. And
of course,
We have Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Mm-hmm. His nephews, mm-hmm. Donald's sons.
But they're so that means. Donald and Daisy got it on at least
three times.
And they
had triplets. No, they're triplets.
Oh. Yeah, they could come from the same clutch.
They were in the same clutch of eggs.
I remember
which,
loving
the survival rate
movie.
Of mallard duck.
It's impressive.
Baby eggs. That's normally, there's like eight of them. I want to know what happened to the rest of them.
Yeah,
like what happened to Fooey, Gooey,
they lay so many
Stewie.
Eggs. I mean,
delicious.
Can you imagine the survival rate is on them?
Omelets.
That'd be very low. Lay that many eggs.
I think it's great that we all can quote Frisky Dingo.
I know.
I've tried so hard to get other people to do it, but it's not streaming on anything.
Well,
so
can't, it just disappeared.
I actually didn't even realize. I always forget that you're in the Frisky Dingo fold,
yeah.
Kevin. So it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Sometimes Kevin and I get really high and I just quote the show.
I believe that.
And we just laugh.
I don't know why, but I do.
No, you get your own.
Because chick parm is delicious.
Chick parm. The smell of this combo is driving me mad.
I'm going Darkwing, man.
I just technically gave you a 20. You gave me a 10, bro.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to. All right, final answer.
Barnaby Jones.
I'll have to go Daffy.
Barnaby Jones is my
favorite. Okay. Yeah, Daffy. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to pick Darkwing. I'm going to go with Darkwing just because there's so many references to so many other things. Johnny Quest, Batman, it's got so many good references to other things. Daffy and Donald are both like originals in their own, on their own merit. But I think that Darkwing is just includes so many things that I love anyway. I think I would have to pick that.
Give him the nod.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. I get it.
Max?
Ben?
Which one did you pick?
Darkwing.
Did I miss it?
Also.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, to me, it's no
I just
contest.
Missed it.
I mean, the other ones are, cool, but, they're not superheroes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. What do you do?
Well, you got a quote for us?
No, I'm actually putting the quotes to bed.
Yeah.
But but tune in soon because there's going to be...
You should have told me this before we started recording.
No, it's cool.
We could have avoided this awkward moment.
It's not awkward. It's not awkward at all.
Well, yeah. No, this is the public... This is the public announcement that everyone needed to know.
Exactly.
The show is changing.
But it's growing bigger and better because there will soon be a blog component to each episode that will be written and published. So I will get much more than one quote.
Crazy
suckers.
Crazy.
I will say, personally, I will miss it a little bit. But if it's going to be on the blogosphere, I mean, I'll be fine with that.
You're sweet. I actually didn't think anybody ever cared. But no.
I do like it. It's a neat way to end the show. But we're just going to have to be more creative with how we end the show now. Big black penises. I don't know.
Bigger, longer, and uncut.
Bigger
and uninformed. Hey, thanks for downloading and listening to America's favorite podcast, Ignorant Uninformed. We have been your illustrious hosts, Mr. Benji Pickett. Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak.
I mean, I am sitting in his chair.
Yeah. And I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore. We're filling in today for Benji Pickens with our good friend, Mr. Kevin Allen.
Duck season. Wabbit season.
Hey, make sure you send us those topics, topics@ignorantuninformed.com, or you can check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/ignorantanduninformed, or you can twank us on Twitter @IganUn. Send us your topics that way. Or if you're cool enough, just come on and drop one in Max's bowl. He'll flush afterwards. Don't worry. And we're going to be back next week with a brand new dose of Hot Ash Freshness. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes or whatever podcaster you happen to be listening to us on. And get those topics in however you can, and we'll put you on the show. And if we pick your topic and release your episode, Epidose, we will send you a free T-shirt. It's pretty sweet. See you next week with a brand new Epidose. Peace off.